Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 28 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 25% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code i59. Everybody, welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 58. This is the show where we work as if we don't need the money to buy gold iPhones, love as if we've never been hurt by a drunken fall that shatters our screens, and dance like no one's watching us through our bedroom windows because they used Find My Friends to realize that although we said we were out of town, we were just hiding out at home. It's a pretty descriptive version of the show, don't you think? Number one. If you don't follow me on Twitter, you may have missed a little bit of a rant that I had around midnight last Thursday because I could not figure out how to keep my unlimited data plan on Verizon, that's my carrier, and still upgrade to a gold 64 gig iPhone 5S. I stayed up all night. I was super excited. I go to the Apple store. I put in all my specs, and then all of a sudden, I couldn't do it. Apple kept saying, which data plan do you want? It would go up to 10 gigs. I wanted unlimited. I couldn't do it. As long as I was trying to purchase said iPhone via the store at Apple.com, I couldn't. Verizon wants very badly to trick all of us into giving up unlimited data, those of us who have it, in favor of more expensive and less flexible plans, because these companies are run by very bad people. However, I was able to keep my unlimited plan. I beat the system, which I hold very, very dear. That unlimited plan means a lot to me, and I would pay almost anything to keep it by buying my iPhone directly through Verizon.com. In fact, somebody tipped me off on Twitter, so thanks to you, whoever you are. The thing is, I had to pay full price to do so. Even though I was eligible for an upgrade on contract, not with an unlimited plan. Nope, they're not just going to do me a favor. Not just that, but all the confusion ended up costing me some very precious minutes from order page to purchase receipt because my confusion, well, it was probably about 1 a.m. by the time I got this all sorted out, which means if I'm lucky, I'll get my new gold iPhone, who I've nicknamed Goldie, somewhere around September 30th. I know, first word problems, it could be worse, but we would love to hear your tales of woe as well. Did you wait overnight outside an Apple store only to be told that there weren't any gold iPhones to sell when the doors opened? I heard that that happened to people. Oh, I would have been so mad. Is your shipping date somewhere around the end of October? Or did you sail through the order process and you just want to gloat about how much smarter you are than me? Do it. I dare you. i5 at twit.tv. Number two. Hey, last week wasn't just iPhone 5S week. It was also iOS 7 week for many of us, which is really kind of fun because even if you aren't getting a new iPhone, you can feel like you have a new iPhone because everything looks different. I mean, if you have a recent enough phone that is able to use iOS 7, but let's just assume that you do. A few things I absolutely love so far, and tell me if you agree. Number one, the design is awesome. There's the swishing and the swooping and the colors are vibrant and I feel more alive. Don't laugh. I mean, I really mean this. I feel better. The colors are great. I don't know why anybody would have a problem with them. They're better. Number two, my new control center is wonderful. For a variety of reasons, I toggle Wi-Fi on and off all the time, especially when you're in the airport and you know you're going to have to pay for the Wi-Fi. It's like, I don't even want Wi-Fi on. So I'm in the settings all the time. And this saves me some cumbersome settings navigation. Four clicks now becomes just one little swoop. Now, number three, even though at first I couldn't figure out how to search for anything because I was so used to accessing my spotlight from the home screen, I greatly, greatly, greatly prefer searching by swiping down rather than home screen and then swiping to the right. Again, saves us all that home button press because you can just swipe up from any app screen rather than always having to go home first. List goes on and on, but suffice it to say, I really love iOS 7. I'm not quite sure why anybody besides Miley Cyrus would dislike it. That's her prerogative, but I'm not even going to go there. It's snappier, it looks better, it works better, and it's free. Number three. Last week, I downloaded a brand new app called Cinch, C-I-N-C-H, and I was a little hesitant about it because guess who makes the app? Clout. Clout with a K. Clout, the service that rates people based on their expertise in a variety of areas. Now, it's not that I don't like people being recognized for what they're good at, but there's something about putting a number value on a person that gives me the creeps. However, Cinch is actually kind of different because it's attempting to use the expertise of my peers, all the stuff that Clout has pulled together, to help me get answers to questions I might have. So, for example, I decided to give it a go. I asked Cinch what the best large format consumer level printers were on the market, and I got some great responses. I also decided to ask something a little bit more vague by asking if the iPhone 5S was worth it, just to see what kind of responses I got. And I feel like I got some honest answers. Most people said, well, it really depends on what you're upgrading from, and I think that's good advice. I don't need to know these people either. Cinch just uses the Clout database to try to match experts that might be able to help me. And it feels a lot like Quora in that way. I have a question. If you're an expert, you give me good advice. Now, even though I've only asked a couple of questions so far, I'm happy with my responses, and I think the app works well. Cinch is also free, so you don't really have anything to lose unless you get bad advice. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. At Shutterstock.com, you'll find the perfect image or video for your next creative project. A website, an advertisement, a video, pretty much anything. You can choose from over 28 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips. The company sources images from around the world and puts them at your fingertips. They review each image individually so you know the content's good, and Shutterstock adds 10,000 images every single day. So every time you visit, you know you're going to find new, cool stuff. Flexible pricing too, depending on what kind of projects you're working on. And they make it easy. In fact, Shutterstock recently partnered with Facebook to provide advertising customers free access to images through Facebook's ad creation tool. If you're searching for something, the search tools are nice and sophisticated. You can search by subject, color, file type, gender, emotion. The list goes on. They also have an award-winning iPad app. You can search on the go and use it to display images during presentations. Try Shutterstock today by signing up for a free account. Don't need a credit card. Just start using an account and begin using Shutterstock to help imagine what your next project could be like. If you want to purchase, use the offer code I59. That's I-F-I-V-E and the number 9. And new accounts will receive 25% off any package. That's Shutterstock.com. And for 25% off new accounts, use the offer code I59. And thanks to Shutterstock for their support of i5. Number four. We got a duh tip from Damon in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, about our favorite app, Reminders. I know it's maybe not your favorite app, but I use it all the time. He writes, I think I found a new feature in the Reminders app in iOS 7. If you set a reminder to alert you when arriving at or departing from a specific location, you can adjust the radius of the geofence circle created around the address. So if you live in a large apartment complex or you work in a large office complex, you can make that geofence larger, let's say, so it alerts you appropriately. It seems that there's a minimum size it will not go below. Well, isn't that special? I hadn't noticed it, but it's a nice feature to be able to customize your own geofence. In fact, I'd love to know if any of you have had geofencing problems in the past that might be fixed or at least improved by this little duh tip. Do let us know, i5@twit.tv. Finally, number five. We got an email from Manu in Sydney, Australia, who wants us to know that he or she is only 10 years old. Manu writes, Hi, Sarah. I'm only 10, and I love your show. Tip number one. To close all tabs in iOS 7 in Safari, tap the book in the bottom right, turn on private browsing in the bottom left. A dialog will pop up asking if you want to close all tabs or not. Okay. Tip number two. If you say to Siri, for example, your name, and she pronounces it incorrectly, find Vallejo.
I found it. Here's Vallejo.
Say the word she pronounced incorrectly, then in the next line say, you didn't pronounce that correctly. You didn't pronounce my name correctly.
Okay, how do you pronounce the name?
Lane.
Okay, thank you. Which pronunciation should I use? Lane? Laney? Lane? Lane? Thanks for correcting me on that. I'll pronounce it as Sarah Lane from now on.
Siri will ask you to pronounce it, and then she will pronounce it correctly next time. Okay, Manu, I know you're only 10, but you get a big old gold star. Should I say champagne star for your great, great iOS 7 tricks. Thanks, mate. That is just about it. Oh, no, no. One more thing. Last week, I talked about how much I've started to enjoy Vine. We looked at some fun vines, and I asked you all to send in a few of your favorites. And guess what? I got way too many to show off. But thank you for everybody who submitted. We don't have enough time to get through all of them, but I thought I would at least show you a couple. The first comes from Brian. Loved it. Loved it. Watched it 20 times, maybe 30. It's staged, but I still think it's funny. Thank you, Brian. You're my new best friend. The next vine comes from Lexi, and Lexi knows exactly what I like. Ah, that's poetry in motion. And actually, you know what? I'm sorry, Brian, but Lexi is my new best friend. She has stolen the crown. Thanks, everybody, for sending in vines. That was fun. Keep doing it if you want. Hey, ever hear or see a great app or trick on i5 and you're like, Sarah's awesome. I really want to impress my friends by passing it along. But you leave the stove on and then you get sidetracked by a house fire. And then you're like, oh, I don't remember what that app was. Crap. Just hop over to our show notes at twit.tv/i5. That's where all of our links live, and also where you can subscribe to this fine show, the feed of your choice, or add the show to your favorite podcast app. Email us at i5@twit.tv, leave us a voicemail at 614 on i5, or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane. This is i5 for the iPhone, and I am done talking.